Beckford, personal travel manager, with us today. And every second Thursday, we will have this travel segment around about this time every week. Erin has over 12 years' experience in the travel industry and is here to share some of her vast knowledge and personal travel experiences with us. Welcome to you, Erin. How are you?
Good, thank you, Colleen. How are you?
I'm very well. We both have similar interests. We love travel.
We do.
So that's good. Now, perhaps you can explain to our listeners about Travel Managers, the company.
Yeah, sure. Travel Managers, the company, it's a leading home-based travel business model, and there's 500 travel managers Australia-wide.
Really? That many?
Yeah, and we're all home-based, so we all work from home. We're not in stores or shop fronts. And as a company, because of our size, we have really great relationships and partner agreements with different airlines, cruise lines, and tour companies.
That might give considerable savings at times too.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's good. And does it mean, Erin, that you can come to a client?
Yes.
That's a big thing.
Yes, it is. And that's how myself as a personal travel manager differs from a traditional travel agent. The fact that I am mobile, so I can either meet my clients in their home, or we can meet in a cafe or a restaurant, or they can come to my home office.
And so it makes it a really pleasurable experience right from the start.
Yes, yeah, that's right. It's personal, personal by name, personal by nature.
And isn't personal wonderful? And I guess there's a lot of people out there who still want to travel, but maybe they aren't as mobile as they were, or they perhaps don't drive as much. So that means you can come to them and sort it all out, and then they can hop on their plane or go on their cruise when they're ready.
Exactly, and that's the difference.
Now, what have you been doing lately? I've just heard you've just been travelling. What a job you've got.
Yes, I've recently been to Darwin for the annual Travel Managers Conference, and then I took a little one-week trip across to Bali just on my own, just to have a little bit of R&R.
Was that good?
It was. It was really lovely, nice and relaxing.
But, of course, you had your phone with you and you were still looking after your clients while you were there.
Yes, yeah. So that's the good thing about having a personal travel manager. We are your point of contact 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, wherever we are in the world and wherever you are in the world.
That is a big thing, because if there's a problem and people are travelling overseas or wherever, the fact that they can talk to someone about it, their travel manager who knows exactly, not going through all the hoops,
yes,
is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I have had that recently. A lot of I've had some clients calling me at 4 a.m. For transfers and different things like that, and I have to be on the ball and alert, and that's the beauty, because I do work from home. I have a home office.
And you're here in Port Stephens, based in Anna Bay?
Yes, yep, that's right.
That is so good for it. Now, tell me, what have you've done in the past? You said you've had 12 years, so that gives you a lot of experience.
Yes, so I've initially started in hotel management, and then I went into working for the airlines. So I was with QantasLink and Jetstar, and then moved into a retail travel role, and then obviously more recently with travel managers,
so
home-based.
So you've got the whole picture of what is required and all the knowledge of people travelling.
Yes.
Now, we're going to have some great times on this program. I've looked at your calendar of topics, and in a fortnight's time, you're going to be talking about the European early bird specials.
Yes.
And they are fantastic, because we got onto those last year, my husband and I. He said, I'm not going economy where I can't put my feet anymore. Let's just save up for premium economy. And we got the early bird specials for that at a great price. And it was wonderful.
Yes, and a lot of the airlines are now coming through with all of their European early bird prices, as you said, for economy, premium economy and business class. Mm. Also, all of the tour companies are coming in with some fabulous deals at the moment for early birds, and a lot of them are actually starting to incorporate airfares with their tours
yeah,
and cruises.
That's a good idea.
It is, and it really alleviates a lot of the expense and pressure that holidays can put on you.
Oh yes, and how wonderful to just be able to leave it with you and say, "This is what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. Can you do it for me, please?"
Yes.
I found when we were in England, I mainly did the airfares, and then we were staying with friends and whatever. But we wanted to go to Wales, and our friend who we were staying with over there said, "Look, you're probably better to go on a bus trip because they can take you everywhere." And I looked around and I thought, "Oh, look, I don't really know what to do." So I just popped into the travel agent that I was recommended to in the nearest town. They did it all. They mm-hmm. did it. It was absolutely fantastic. Great price. Saw everything you could ever want to, where we would have been, you know, lost. We
yes.
don't know which is the right thing to see or whatever. Saw some fantastic things, and that's where travel agents come in.
Exactly.
You're a travel manager.
Exactly.
But that was a travel agent.
Yes.
So you're a personal one. Now, we thought we might talk about our favourite destinations. You first.
Oh, that's a good question. I have a couple, but I suppose my top number one favourite destination would be Niagara Falls.
Oh, yes. I've
yes.
never been there.
I've been very fortunate to be there twice.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just stunning. It's, you know, the beauty of nature is just amazing. You know, watching the falls and listening to them, it's just thunderous. It is really beautiful. And I'm actually going to Niagara Falls are on the east coast of Canada, and I'm visiting the west coast of Canada for Christmas this year.
Oh,
so that will be beautiful,
snow?
Having a white Christmas, yes.
Oh, you lucky girl.
Yeah, so that will be beautiful as well.
So what else is another favourite of yours in the world?
Well, I recently did some safaris in Kruger National Park in South Africa, and I've never really been one to have a love of animals, but when I was there, it just conjured up this absolute passion for animals, and it's just overwhelming. They're just gorgeous, and yeah, seeing them in their natural habitat is amazing.
Well, that would be really something. There's two on my bucket list I haven't done yet. I've got to say that my favourite, apart from Australia, which I love,
yes.
all of Australia, and I'll be doing more of that. And you do Australian trips.
I do.
You do all of that. It's not just overseas.
That's right.
It's anything
domestic
that anyone
and international.
Wants.
Yes.
Great. We spent some time in Switzerland this time. We spent 9 days in Switzerland, a little village.
Yes.
With some friends that we've met before. And it was just the most magic country. 7 million people is all that's there. Their roads are clear.
Yeah.
The weather was 28 to 30. Everything is picture postcard. They've got, even though they're landlocked, they've got rivers and lakes, and the Swiss are always out doing things. And I thought, well, if I didn't live in Australia, which is the best country in the world, I feel, that's where I'd go.
Yes. Yeah, so. Switzerland is beautiful. And the air just seems so clear, doesn't it? It's just fresh air.
And the people are so lovely.
Yes.
And friendly, and they will always try to speak in English. But in the village that we were, most of them just spoke Swiss German, but they'd always wave and chat and say hello.
Friendly.
So that's mine. Now, we've probably run out of time, but you'll be back on Thursday the 5th of October, just after 10:30, and we'll be talking about European early bird specials, Erin.
Yes. Yep.
Now, if anyone wants to contact you, this is the number, 1300 655 427, or of course you can ring this station, Port Stephens FM, and we can always give you that number. And if you have any questions, please email the station at admin@psrfm.org.au, and it's again admin@psrfm.org.au, and we can talk about those questions the next time Erin comes in. It's been a pleasure, Erin. Thank you for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having
me,
Colleen.
I was so excited about doing this segment, and we'll be doing it in 2 weeks' time. Have a great time, and give Erin a call. She's there for you to arrange your holiday.